Timothy chapter 4, for our scripture reading. And I actually had prepared a message all week, but in the middle of the singing, God deposited something else in me. I'm going to try to do that by the Spirit of God.
Yes, sir.
2 Timothy chapter 4, yes. Well, we can all stand for 2 Timothy chapter 4. Let us see the mark. Amen. Thank God for sharing mercies. Yes. Amen. We were on the road yesterday. Thank God he blessed us all. Thank God he did nothing for granted. Amen. And we've heard, let's say, AJ had an outstanding message on Friday.
Right.
And how many of you feel like the Lord is pushing you out? Pushing you out of that comfort zone. Amen. But we have to depend on him. Today, you know, if I can encourage you to do anything, depend on the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't let the street let us down. We depend on God. We're going to read verses 9, 2 chapter 4, verses 9, and we'll conclude by reading verse 17 together. 9 through 17 of 2 Timothy. Anybody feel like you're going through some hard trials? Amen. Some tough trials. Lord, where did this come from? Amen. I guess on Friday, you understand, we asked to ask why God. I mean, Minister AJ said, why God? Amen. There was a time when the Lord asked his father the same question prior to his crucifixion. He said, why hast thou forsaken me? Amen. There are times when God allows us to go through tests, but they're never intended to overthrow us, because God is always with us. Amen. Verse 9 reads, do thy diligence to come shortly unto me, for demons have forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Cretans to Galatia, Titus to Galatia, only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with me, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. And Tychius have I sent to Ephesus, the cloak that I left at Troas to Carpus. When thou comest, bring it with thee, and the book, but especially the parchment. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. Of whom be thou aware also, for he has greatly withstood our words. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you this afternoon for your word. Lord, we thank you for the songs and testimony. Lord, most of all, we thank you for your spirit being in this place. Lord, for we realize except you send your anointing. Lord, except you send help from the sanctuary, all of our efforts and labor in vain. Now speak this afternoon, Lord, Father, our servant here, and for this can we say, in Jesus' name, can we repeat this after me? You don't have to tell anybody else. All right, repeat this after me. Lord,
speak.
For thy servant, hear. One more time.
Lord,
speak.
For thy servant,
hear. Amen. Thank God we all serve God. Hallelujah. Some of our trials, some of our circumstances, amen. The unforeseen, amen. When you're not expecting it, it just comes out of nowhere.
Amen.
We need the Lord to speak. Let's go back, also the whole St. John chapter 16, but go back to verse 16. We're going to read verse 16. Now, 16 and 17, we'll get our message, amen. Paul, right to Timothy, said that first, at my first answer,
no man
stood with me. Anybody feel like that sometimes?
Yes.
Anybody feel maybe like you like Job?
Hallelujah.
Job in the midst of his trial, he said he's not always everything. Amen. I lost all my wealth. I lost all my riches. He said, I lost all my children. And he said, the scripture said, Job fell down and he worshiped. But even through the trial, you know, when the trial gets hard, sometimes it doesn't just affect you. It affects those that are close to you. Amen. But Job said, I lost everything. I lost my men serving, my lady servants. I lost it all. And last but not least, Job's wife said, why don't you curse God and die? Amen. That's when the bottom has completely fallen out. So Job was left alone. Amen. It's good to have those close friends. You know, those close friends come to encourage you, like Job's friends were. They were his dear friends. Got so bad, Job told him, he said, miserable friend are you all. So Job at this point is standing alone. Amen. That's when the trial was tough. That's when you're wearing it. That's when you're bearing it. So Paul said, I too was like Job. Amen. When God saved me and changed me, he said, I stood alone. No man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be made to their charge. Verse 17 said, notwithstanding. Thank God. Hallelujah. And Paul said that the Lord worship. Our problems, when things get bad, we forget to worship God. And if we forget to praise our way through.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Because somebody said, I believe when the praises go up,
blessings
come down. So we got to learn to praise our way through. Verse 9 reads, 16, 9, not 20. Oh, yeah. No, 29, you're right. Amen. All right, come on, you make all those faces. I know what you go through now, all right. This is Cyprus. All right, Lord, stand by. He's one of them. His disciples said unto him, Lord, now speak thou plainly and speak it no proverbs. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things? Amen. That's why we have to keep God standing by us, because he knows all things. And he is not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. Jesus answered them, do ye now? And that's the question this afternoon that we must all ask. Do you really believe? And do you believe that God is who he is? Do you believe that God can do what he says he can do? Amen. I heard what he's done for us, but do you have a testimony of what God has done for you? He said, do you really believe? Amen. Or are you going through the motions of saying you believe? Or is it something that's resident down in your heart? He said, do you now believe? The old hour coming, day now is come, that ye shall be scattered every man
to his own.
Amen. There's going to be some separations. There's going to be some division.
Yes.
Every man to his own and shall leave me alone. But he said, yet I am Lord. How can you say you're not alone? He said, for the Father is with me. Amen. I said that to say this afternoon, Lord, stand by me. Lord, am I difficulties and then my quandaries and when all the trials slap me in the face, Lord, stand by me. Amen. When Mother through some things.
Oh,
yes. Amen. Don't change. If you know God has given you a conviction,
right.
If you know it's from God, don't allow anyone to cause you to compromise that conviction.
Right.
Amen. Don't allow a test. Don't allow a trial. Paul said it this way, for I persuade.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That nothing shall separate me from the love of God as in Christ Jesus. He said nothing's present, nothing's to come, neither life, neither death, neither angels, neither principalities. Nothing shall be able to separate me from the love of God. That's in Christ Jesus. So I know I stand by it. Lord, try and bring me down and bear me down. Lord, I almost can't wear on to the pain. So Lord, I ask you to stand by me. Oh, Lord, in the midst of the trial, Lord, in the midst of the test, Lord, when everything is against me, I ask you to stand by me. Lord, I can walk with Jesus a long time. So many friends I've lost along the way. I've lost lovers along the way. I can't myself to stand by me. So Lord, I say, please, Lord, stand by me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There are many times when you do your best.
Hallelujah.
And nobody else is going to understand.
Right.
But Jesus, the Bible we just read in the scripture, he knows. Hallelujah. He knows all things. And then I'm mindful this afternoon in the book of Luke chapter 12, Jesus gives an illustration of a man that treasured riches, treasured his possessions, treasured his accomplishments before God. And the Lord said unto him, thou fool, this night shall thy soul be required. We live in a day and age where everybody's called upon possessions. Here, her, it, this, that. Amen. The Lord told him this way. He said, you are rich, but you're not rich towards me.
Yes.
You're working on that relationship, but you're not working on your Heavenly Father relationship. He said, so is enemy.
Yes.
That is not rich towards God. Hallelujah. Lord, make me rich. Lord, enrich me. Lord, endear me. Lord, work on me. Lord, help me. Hallelujah. I can't help myself. Amen. Jesus said in Luke chapter 12, he said, why you be seated for a minute? He said, why are you afraid of all these things that are coming against you that man's doing? Why are you allowing what they said to stop you?
Yes.
Why are you allowing the way somebody looked at you to stop you?
Yes.
Why are you allowing the pressures of life from other people to stop you? He said, don't fear man, amen, they have no power to cast your soul into hell, but fear him that's able to destroy both the body and soul in hell. Let's have to know who is it God or is it another individual? Amen. Have you turned your back on God because of someone else? When God has promised that he will never leave us. Lord, my request is afternoon, and Lord, stand by me. Amen. Jesus said it this way, fear not, little flock. Amen. They can't keep you. They can't help you. Let's go to Psalms chapter 52 quickly. Amen. Time is running out because they have a program this afternoon. So we have to get out of the way. Amen. Psalms chapter 52. Psalm 52nd divisional psalm. Amen. And we're going to start off, actually, I'm going to kind of concise this a little bit. Let's read starting with verse 4 of Psalms chapter 52. Psalms 52, verse 4. This is when David once again had been betrayed. Amen. When he had been let down, and as a result of someone doing betraying David, he went and told Saul about Ahimelech, who was the priest, and how he helped David when he fled from Saul. And the scripture said, Doeg went in, and because Saul made them turn. It's dangerous when people make you turn. Won't make a stand for God. So Doeg went and told Saul that Ahimelech had helped David. And so Saul, the king of Israel, went to the Nod, which was the land of the priests. And he asked Ahimelech, is it true that you helped David? And he said, no, we didn't help David. He said, but Saul, even if we did help David, who in your whole kingdom is so faithful as David? Who in your whole kingdom, if you ask them to go, they'll go? When you ask them to come, they'll come. And Saul said, well, because he didn't have a right spirit. That's why you have to be careful with your associates. He had a wrong spirit. So Saul said, he told all the men, he said, fall upon the priests, the men of God. He said, slay every last one of them. But they had a fear, a reverence for God. But Doeg, he didn't care. He slew all the priests of God, except for Abiathar, who's the only one that escaped. And he escaped, and he destroyed them all because of a promise or a reward from a man. So at this time, David now writes this song. He said, thou lovest all divine words, hold thou. Watch those deceitful tongues. Watch those people that promise that they're on your side. Watch the ones that have been on your side. That's why we need the Lord to stand by me. Amen. Because what God says, he will never turn. He will never.
Consisted
not in the abundance of things that he had. We need God to stand by us. Because there's a test coming all of our ways. There's a test coming. Amen. And you know what's the worst thing? I remember when the boxer came over here, I forget his name. Holyfield, right. Holyfield came up to New York years ago. Holyfield said, you know, boxing is all right. He said the punch that hurts you the worst is the one that you don't see coming. Amen. There's some punches coming that we don't see. Those are the ones that will hurt us the most. Those are the ones that usually knock you out because you don't see it coming, so you can't get braced for it. Amen. Isaiah spoke war to them that go down into Egypt. Don't depend on anybody but the Lord. Lord, stand by me. And stay on horses and trust in chariots because they are many, and horsemen because they are strong, but they have an issue of concern. They look not to the Holy One of Israel, neither. Amen. There's nothing wrong with being in the world. We're in the world. The scripture said we're not of the world. Jesus said, Father, I don't ask you to take them out of the world, but I want you to stand by them to keep them from the evil that's in the world. Amen. But the condemnation and indictment against Israel is they stop seeking God. Amen. They start depending on what they see in a man. Skip down to verse 3. Now the Egyptians are you're trusting in someone that's your evil. You're trying to get help from the evil. God said, the Egyptians are men just like you are. God forbid that any of us are trusting in anyone more than God. They're just like you. They're nothing more than flesh. And their hearts is flesh and not. God said, they're only one God and they're only one spirit. Though horses have power and force, those horses don't have the power of my spirit. Amen. That's why the scripture said, it's not by might. Though it isn't by power, but God said, by my spirit, said the Lord. God said, I'm trusting in God's inner God. You're trusting in the spirit. There is going to come a day and age, a time where we all have to give an account to God. I gave